Hi, everyone. This is Teresa Allen, and I am convening this meeting of the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force. Rosalinda Montez Palacios cannot be here tonight to convene the meeting, and we do appreciate her gracious willingness to have us get this started while she is, I guess, at a retreat of some sort. So I'm going to take a roll call just to see who's on the call. First of all, Ursula Rudenberg, who is the Pacifica Affiliates Coordinator. Are you here?
Here.
Okay. Just bear with me 1 minute. Ursula, are you taking minutes for now?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I am.
Great.
Chandra.
Thank you, Chandra. Okay. William Walker, are you here? Chandra Hopman, are you here?
Okay.
Is it Chandra? It's Chandra, isn't it?
Chandra.
Okay. Alan Minsky? Sonali
Sakhadkar?
Who just came? Okay,
Fernando is here.
Oh, Fernando.
Sonali Kahatkar? I'm sorry, Sonali Kahatkar, are you here? No. Fernando Velasquez?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, thank you, Fernando.
You're welcome.
Fernando. Ray LaForest? Sean Rhodes?
Here.
Okay. Vajra Kilgore? Teresa Allen is here. Wendy Schrell? Phil Jackson? Evelyn Bethune?
Here.
Okay. Zarina Shakir?
Here.
Ayo Handi Kendi? Kalonji Alusagun? Steve Pierce?
Here.
Hakam Takish? Iban Dooley?
Here.
And Rip Robbins?
Here.
Great. I believe Pete Caracas, the webmaster for Pacifica, is also on the call.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
And Dina Colbert.
And Dina Colbert, advisor to this committee?
Here.
Okay. I wanted to say, first of all, if you want to mute yourself, I believe it's pound one?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Steve Pierce?
Yes.
Steve Pierce? Can you do pound one and see if we can hear you? I hope he's saying something and we can't hear him. So I think pound one is the way to mute. So you can unmute yourself if you want. So if anybody is out there doing dishes or in a disco or something, pound one is the way to toggle on and off the call.
You want me to mute myself now?
Yes, you can unmute. I'm assuming now we can hear you. Okay. I would like to start with people introducing themselves, and I found this very helpful on another committee. Perhaps you can start by saying, maybe describing some experience that relates to an affiliate, or why you chose this committee, or perhaps what your experience is that would, why would qualify you for participating on this committee. And I would just like to start, and I hope that we all don't ramble on, but so let me try to set the pace for making it brief, but kind of information that would relate to it. I've been on this committee, or this task force, since it was started. I've attended Grassroots Radio Conference, so I have a genuine appreciation of our affiliates, and it's been a pleasure working with Ursula Rudenberg and Dina Colbert for a very long time. Also, I can say an experience. I recently visited KEOS in College Station, Texas. Which
Hi, it's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome.
Thank you.
I visited KEOS, which has a total budget of $55,000, and all volunteers. They gave Ursula and I an awful lot of their time. They were so gracious to us, and it was so obvious that everything in that station is done with tender, loving care. It was built basically from scraps from trash cans. and whatever Lance Parr, their general manager, I guess you'd call him, could get together. Anyway, has given me, in that instance, a genuine appreciation of so many volunteers that make our affiliates work. And that's my introduction. Maybe we can start with Chandra Hauptmann.
Sure. Hi, everybody. Well, I'm with the local station board at KPFA in Berkeley, California. And I have a fondness and an affinity for affiliate stations that I've developed over the years because I feel that they're the backbone of the Pacifica network, and I've always been a strong advocate for them. My affiliate fondness has gotten enhanced due to my affiliation with Free Speech Radio News, wearing another hat, which I will not be wearing tonight. But because I work part-time with Free Speech Radio News, and I deal with a lot of affiliates. In fact, there's two on the call, one of whom I spoke to today and the other one that I know. Hi, Steve. Hi, Evan. And the only one I don't know is Rip, so I hope to meet him one of these days. I feel that the affiliates are such an important and critical part of the Pacifica network that without them, our broadcast would not get out, our programs would not get out around the country, and they're so supportive of the Pacifica network that it's really important that they be part of us. They were part of us in the struggle, and they're back with us now because we are finished with fighting, and well, for the most part, on a national. We have a board that's very supportive of the network, and I think it's really important that they're a part of us. And I fought for them to be on, to have affiliate representation on the national board, and I'm really glad they're here. Welcome.
Thank you, Chandra. Next, I believe, is Fernando Velasquez.
This is my first session with the affiliate committee. And I'm really, really excited about me being part of this group. I have been working with Pacifica for a quarter of a century. I'm currently a news director, one of the two news directors at KPFK. We work our bilingual news program. Our team works with community radio stations from over a dozen countries on both sides of the Atlantic. And I have been to a couple of grassroots radio conferences, some NFCV sessions, and I have had the opportunity to meet with the community radio stations people in Brazil and Venezuela. And to me, what this is about networking with people to present a real alternative to the corporate media, and the more of us, the better, the stronger we are, and that's the reason why I'm here, and that's the reason why I named myself to be part of this committee.
Thank you, Fernando. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Sean Rhodes?
Hi. This is my first time also participating with the Affiliates Task Force. I am a staff rep on the WBI local station board. I've been part of WBI since 1994. And I got on board with this a task force because it held the promise of actually getting some work accomplished. So that's what appealed to me. So that's why I'm on board here. How's that?
That sounds great. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Hi, I'm Wendy Schrell. I currently reside in Houston, Texas. I'm on the local station board there, and I was on the Pacifica National Board for the last 2 years. I want to be on the affiliates committee because, I kind of going to say sort of what Sean said. Our Pacifica stations have grown so big that they have different challenges, and we're all trying to do the same work, affiliates and Pacifica stations at the same time, and I think that we actually have a chance to do it here, and together with the affiliates, maybe Pacifica can be more productive, definitely getting the things that we're all trying to get out there, and communicating better with each other is what I'm trying to do. I know a lot of these stations because I'm hoping to attend my fourth grassroots radio conference this year in Madison, Wisconsin, and I've just met amazing people there with such incredible energy that we all have a lot to learn from each other, but I like to feed off the energy of the affiliates. So that's my speech.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. Doctor, and I'll remind you, please try not to push any other buttons other than #1. I hope that when you do that, you can silently go on and off and mute yourself silently. Dr. Evelyn Bethune?
Greetings. I'm pretty new to the LSB and to KPFT, but not Pacifica Radio. And I've thought that a good learning spot for me would be the affiliates, because that way I get to see the grassroots pieces and what the backbone is of grassroots radio. So that was my reason for wanting to be a part of this group. And I think that a lot of good work happens with affiliates, so I'm very interested and very excited about participating.
Thank you, Dr. Bethune.
Teresa?
Evelyn, please.
I'm sorry?
Evelyn, please.
Thank you, Evelyn. I hear that Kalonji Olusegun has come on. We're introducing ourselves briefly. Next is Zarina Shakir.
Oh.
Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Zarina Shakir, and I'm with WPFW Washington, D.C. My background is actually in communications, in radio and television. So I have a television show that's with public cable access on 7 different stations in the D.C. metro area. I'm a teacher in language arts and social studies from the past, so to speak. I now work with the Muslim Women Lawyers for Human
Rights. You're fading out. Hello? I think we lost her. Is everyone else here?
Yeah.
Okay. She'll probably figure that out, that she's gone. Kalonji, would you please introduce yourself until Zarina comes back?
Sure thing. Hold on a moment. I'm Kalonji Olusegun at WPFW. I used to be a programmer back in from 69 to around 85, and I've been interested in not only in WPFW all that since its existence, but in Pacifica, and want to do as much as I can to not only keep it moving, but to improve it wherever we can.
Zarina.
We'll come back to you, Zarina. Kalonji is speaking now. Go ahead, Kalonji.
I've been active in the black community for several years. I'm presently serving as trustee with the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, and second vice president in the Republic of New Africa, and a member of founding member of NCOBLA, National Coalition of Blacks and Reparations in America, which has expanded to the point now we're talking about reparations for all the indigenous people in the world. And that's pretty much my main focus at this time.
Okay.
Trying to reconstruct that humanity that we need to put back in place.
All right. Zarina, do you want to continue?
I don't even know where I left off. I see that my call dropped. Mm-hmm. That's what happens with these cell phones. Anyway, I'll just say, you know, I'm with WPFW, and I'm also on the Pacifica National Board, and I don't know all of what you heard from me, so I'll just.
You were talking about your as a teacher and your work with cable, and.
Okay. Yes, I do have a television program on 7 different stations, and I also now work with the Muslim Women Lawyers for Human Rights.
That's where we lost you.
Okay. The organization is called Karama, and we work in the civil rights area, women's health issues, and fundraising.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Steve Pierce.
I've been working with Pacifica for about 25 years. I started as a freelancer for the then national news feed, and I worked at WBAI for a while, and I've been at a at an affiliate station in upstate New York for the past 10-12 years. So I may be on my way out from the board, but I'm still committed to Pacifica.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Ebon Dooley.
Yes, my name is Ebon. I've been with WRFG radio station here in Atlanta for 33 years. This is my first time participating in the affiliates program. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very interested in comparing experiences with the members of the affiliates, because I see we have a range of stations, from very small stations to very large ones, and it sort of parallels the growth of WRFG. I'm interested in exchanging programming ideas and trying to develop a real close working relationship between all of the stations, and I think we have a great deal of potential.
Thank you very much, Ebon. Ebon and Rip have been newly elected directors to the Pacifica National Board, and they will be seated at the end of this month. Rip Robbins?
Well, yes, hello. I'm really glad to be part of this group. We've been an affiliate since 1997. We are kind of a grassroots radio station here. I mean, when we talk about annual budgets, ours is quite small. But we really try to make use of our frequency, and we act like a big station as much as we can. And that means bringing people what we think is more information. At our station, we've built up programming for Spanish speakers in our community who have no other resource. We have quite a large news block, bringing people information that's not available in any other media outlet in our area. And it's just so clear to me that Pacifica and the affiliates are the group that's left in this country. And the stronger that we can make the affiliates, if that can grow through LPFM and other outlets, that we would be a real asset to the Pacifica network. And so I'm here hoping that we can really solidify that relationship and kind of include all of us as one media outlet when it comes to bringing information to the American people who are left in the dark so much these days about so many vital things that affect all of us. So I'm hoping that I can just bring whatever I can to this group and make any contribution that I can.
Thank you very much, Rip. Ray LaForest? Are you there, Ray?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you introduce yourself briefly?
Okay.
Tell us why you want to be on this committee, what you would like to contribute.
Well, I've been involved with Pacifica for a long time, on different level, first as a listener a long time ago, and then as a benefactor, as an activist, using the station to discuss issues relating to the fight of the Haitian struggle against dictatorship and immigration issues, police brutality, and later when I became a labor organizer, labor and so on, and in the process of being engaged in and really appreciating the value of Pacifica, the so-called coup came, and I realized that those progressive who myself were manning the store were not doing a good job, and that clearly it was all of our jobs to do so. So since then I've been involved. I was in the IPNB, and I've been a member of the PNB. I've had some fairly serious health issues, and I'm better now, so I'm hoping to contribute on a higher level. To me, the affiliate is what their value is. It's so obvious. This is a partnership, and this is within the spirit of what Pacifica is about, is to not only the specifics in the mission and about equality and so on, but also to clearly contribute to enlightenment of the American people about real issues that impact upon them. And in these very dangerous times, to expand our message throughout the country. So, and to do it on an equal footing and with mutual respect. So,
thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Dina Colbert.
Hi, everybody.
Dina is special.
I don't sit on any board. I'm not on the National board, but I was asked to participate when we had the interim board. And I started working on the affiliates when they dropped down to what I think is 13 in number during when the Pacifica campaign first started. Juan Gonzalez asked me what I could contribute, but I was working with WBAI, Friends of WBAI, so I decided to work with the affiliates. And I listened the whole first year to a lot of anger and justifiable anger at Pacifica, and we talked about lots of things that if we got the stations back, we would try and work in a more equal way with affiliates as much as possible, putting them on the board. We've kept many of the promises that were made. I've continued to work since the BAI coup in 2000, 2001, and I continue to stay in touch with specific members, affiliate members. I go to NFCB and GRC and have and act as a liaison, and I work as a volunteer with Ursula and have since Ursula came on board, and do what I feel is necessary to move the affiliates forward. And I think, you know, for those that don't know me, I'm a host of a program on WBAI, and I do a lot of other work outside of BAI. So that's who I am, and my heart and soul is with the affiliates, and I only want to do it in a volunteer way. So that's where I am.
All right, that's all we want, just your heart and your soul. Thank you. All right, Pete Caracas, can you tell us maybe what brings you to this table?
Hello?
Yes?
Very brief, I'm just a staff member. I wear many roles, and with regards to the affiliates, I interact with them on several levels, from customer service, technical support, on a day-in, day-out basis. I get to meet with them on an annual basis at the various conferences. I often am fortunate enough to speak on panels and interact with them in those kind of capacities. I just want to be here as an advocate for them and as a guest. Thank you for having me, I guess. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Pete. And Ursula Rudenberg.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining this meeting. It's wonderful to hear everybody's voices. I'm the affiliates coordinator. And I have to say, since I'm following up Pete, that I don't think he completely articulated that he's kind of the invisible part of the affiliates program in the sense that he provides the a great deal of the infrastructure and customer service that has moved the program forward. And I've been the affiliates coordinator since 2003, and prior to that I worked on developing the affiliates program as a consultant for about a year before that. I began this work when I was asked by the interim Pacifica National Board to conduct a survey to
sorry,
find out.
Vajra, sorry I'm late.
Hi, Vajra.
Welcome, Vajra.
I was asked to conduct a survey to find out what was going on with the affiliates, since we really didn't know after the settlement, and conducted a survey that lasted about half a year where I tried to speak with everybody. I think I met both Rip and Yvonne at that time. And the conclusions of that survey is really what led to the decision by the IPNB in 2002 to rebuild the affiliates program, and I've been fortunate enough to serve in that capacity officially since 2003. And look forward to working with all of you.
Great. Okay, Vajra, there are 15 people on, no, 16 people, including me, I believe, on the call, and we've all just introduced ourselves, and this is being streamed, so I believe that tomorrow you could go to you can go to pacifica.org and listen to the stream. Is that correct, Pete? Or would they have to go to kpfta.org?
It's kpftx is where it's archived.
Soon on another Pacifica site, but that's coming soon.
Okay. So we tomorrow, if you want to go and listen to the introductions of everyone, you can do that. So you want to introduce yourself, Audra, maybe tell what brought you to this committee, what you hope to contribute to this committee, or maybe an experience that you've had with an affiliate that profoundly influenced you.
Well, I haven't actually, starting at the end, I haven't actually had any experience with an affiliate that has influenced me at all. However, I do sort of work around the fringes of media at my day job, which has to do with updating media databases. So I'm kind of familiar with all these little radio stations scattered all around the place. And what I was really impressed by was Ursula's presentation, and I got very excited by that. And I thought, I'd like to be able to. This is exciting. That's all I could think. This is exciting. So I'm the chair of the local station board at WBAI, and I'm an unpaid staff there. I do the community bulletin board, and I do occasionally substitute host on the Housing Notebook show. So that's where I'm at.
All right. Thank you, Vajra. Is there anyone on the call whose name I didn't call?
Yeah, Alan Minsky. I chimed in. I think I sort of grumbled.
Welcome,
name.
Alan Minsky.
Hi, Alan.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, is Sonali or Fernando on the call?
Yeah, here.
Oh, hey, Fernando. And Bill Sonali.
Sonali's not on right now.
Okay. I can call her in a minute or two.
Okay.
Should I just give a brief introduction?
Yes. Love to hear what brings you to this committee.
Well,
or this
I'm
task force. I should say task force.
I'm KPF, one of the KPFK's two senior producers, and been here since April 2003, though I volunteered in the year before that. And previous to that, in local media activism, I was one of the people who took the initiative in developing the Los Angeles Independent Media Center leading up to the Democratic National Convention. And for those of you who might not know, during that time, Democracy Now! Came to town and, of course, reported on the convention. And, for instance, that show was housed at the LA Independent Media Center because it wasn't going to be housed at KPFK at that point. And so coming out of LA Indie Media, I was actually quite active within LA Indie Media supporting the Free Pacifica movement and the effective picket line that would be set up related to the striking PNB workers. And so once the settlement came in December 2001, I was, a lot of people approached me to get involved in Pacifica, and I pretty much have been involved since then. I'm a PNB member, and having become a PNB member at the end of last year, actually November of last year, and going to my first meeting in January and getting to reflect on it, I just absolutely want to be involved in the affiliates, helping to develop the relationship with the affiliates, however I can, because I just think it's absolutely essential to the network and to the American mediascape.
Great. Thank you, Alan. Anyone else whose name I didn't call? Okay, so we have 17 people on the call.
Teresa, I just want to say that is so fantastic to have 17 people join the call. I'm very excited.
I'm going to step out for about 2 minutes. I'll call Sonali. I do know that she is involved in organizing for this march that peace activists are doing across California. And she's
I did leave a message on her phone earlier, I guess about an hour and a half ago, and I attempted to reach her yesterday. So she may know about it, but she may have decided she's really pressed to do something else. I don't know. But go ahead.
I'll give it another shot. Be back in 3 minutes.
All right. Let me move ahead here. I've sent everyone the agenda. Now, you may or may not have seen it. I have changed Fernando Velasquez's email, and I have received a cell phone number for Kalonji, and I'm going to send out the roster again one more time, hopefully with all the corrections. So if you wouldn't mind, look at the roster that has been sent out, and if it has misinformation on it or information that's just not quite good enough, do contact me, and so I can get that corrected.
This is Vajra. I don't seem to have gotten either the agenda or the roster.
Okay.
The email address I have the best access to.
Dina, Teresa, you also didn't send it to me.
Oh, I messed up on that. So Dina, Chandra, and Vajra.
Also, Teresa, you have the wrong email for Sean.
Okay, Sean.
Well, you should check that with him, right, Sean? You should
okay.
make sure Teresa gets the right email.
All right.
You said this is Ray. Sorry. Yes. When did you send it? Because I'm looking. I don't see it either.
I sent it out. Well, actually, it was Ursula sent out the agenda.
You guys, I noticed that you forgot to put the O in LaFrest.
Oh, that would do it.
Oh,
it's a Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, LaForest Ray.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They forgot the O.
Okay.
All right. So.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice, Wendy.
All right. So I will try to correct these things. I will send out another email to everyone. I tell you what. You might receive two. I might send it out, and if there are any more corrections, be prepared for another one. If you don't get another one, then maybe you don't have a problem. Maybe we've corrected everything, but that would be a miracle. So take a look at it if you have it, and give me either a call or an email so I can correct it as soon as possible. Now, if you've seen the agenda, you know that the next thing on the agenda is to go over the mission of our task force and there are a listing of four tasks. I envision that the task force will have subgroups because getting 17 or 20 people together is really challenging. And in fact, it is an option. I don't know that Rip Robbins or Ebon Dooley will actually be on this committee, I mean this task force. You may choose not to. I'm hoping that you will. Do you want to commit now?
Well, this is Ebon, and I'm certainly committed to it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Rip, and I would just seem like a natural to be on this committee. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Teresa, I'm sorry, I'm not following you. Which committee are we speaking about?
We're talking about
it's
affiliates.
It's not a committee, it's a task force.
The affiliates task force. I was
okay.
just asking Rip and Ebon if they wanted to be on it, because I don't want to make any assumptions. I know that last year somebody said I want to concentrate my time on governance, so they did. So I just wanted to be sure. So,
Teresa, this
yes?
is Dina.
Mm-hmm.
Could I, in the note that Ursula sent to everybody, if we wanted to add other tasks that needed to be done,
yes.
we were supposed to do it at the beginning of the meeting.
Yes, go ahead.
So
then.
I have two suggestions.
All right. Go ahead.
One is that we not discuss the mission or the scope of this task force, but that we set up a committee
yes.
to at least give the ramifications of it for the next meeting so we could discuss it then.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one additional task. And the second one that's not mentioned that I'd like to suggest
mm-hmm.
is to develop a way of integrating the affiliate stations and producers with more Pacifica stations and producers.
Integrate?
To integrate affiliate stations and their producers. In other words, there are producers that do national programming. We don't know who they are within each station.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I'm just using that as an example. It might be helpful to have Pacifica stations, producers who do the same kind of work to know of one another so that joint projects might happen in the future if they knew who to contact within stations.
Okay.
I'm just using that as an example.
Would you integrate affiliate stations and producers with what?
With Pacifica stations and producers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, I also have a committee that I'd like to add or a work group that I would like
okay.
to add.
Go ahead, tell me.
It would be the task would be to form a group that looks at that acts as a liaison and makes connections between PNB policy and our contractual obligations and services to affiliates. To understand how these policies impact our client relations and our fulfillment of our obligations, And part of this would be that this group would revisit the original mission statement of the affiliates program and to look at it, update it, and just, you know, the Pacific and National, the interim Pacific and National Board mandated that we implement the original program as it was laid out, and that this group revisit this and kind of update where we're at with it. And just generally,
that's a long name for a task force.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm struggling. I think it's I would call it a liaison between PNB policy and affiliate services. Let me just call it that.
Affiliate services.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're the secretary, so you get to write that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a paragraph, everyone. Some of you have seen the agenda, some have not. Basically, when I look at these tasks, I see that in this paragraph preceding it, it indicates that our number one, when we discuss the task immediately, we're going to say who wants to be in this subgroup to work on this task. And one of the tasks that we need to do tonight is to pick a chair and pick a secretary. So, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to try to put people on these subgroups before we pick the chair and the secretary. Do we have any objection to that? Okay. Chair and secretary is on that list. Okay, I'm going to read you this paragraph. The purpose of the meeting is to establish the mission and scope of the task force. Several areas of concern will be introduced so that people on the task force can choose what they will work on with the help of the affiliates coordinator, other Pacifica management, and others as called for. Please note that we will initiate work groups but not be working out the issues raised during this meeting. Please help us work out an efficient way to use our time and energy at these meetings so that our work together will be satisfying. The meeting will end by 10 p.m. at the latest, earlier possible. And I'm assuming that's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, here we go. The first task is mission of the task force and scope of tasks. So, shall I tell you what, I'm going to read you the four of them. So, then you
well,
can...
Well, there are seven now.
There are seven now. So... The first one is a group to figure out the mission of this task force and the scope of tasks. And then there's one on developing the part of PacificaNetwork.org that pertains to the PNB, and I would imagine that would be working with both Pete Karakas and also Ursula Rudenberg. And if you haven't been on PacificaNetwork.org, might want to mark that down to do that. It's very exciting to go on there. That's, you can go to each of the affiliates and click and go on their websites, which is very, that's a lot of fun. Number two, it developed proposed language for clarifying recent governance committee regulation regarding reviewing affiliate contracts. Number three, which to me that might fit into the item that Ursula just brought up, the liaison with PNB policy and contractual obligations. So,
I see it as slightly different. I mean,
okay.
This is more specifically addressing the recent. Well, okay.
Okay. We'll entertain that in a minute.
Okay.
Develop a definition of affiliates and new types of affiliates. I don't know whether you want to make that separate than the first one I mentioned. And number four, initiate budget process for affiliates program. This group of people should include Lonnie and Greg, our executive director, as well as Ursula. And then the three that were just mentioned were integrate affiliate stations with and producers with Pacifica stations and producers, and then Ursula's was, I'm sorry, I forgot your second one. I think I just didn't. What was your second one, Dina?
It was to have a workforce to discuss the mission and scope of the task force.
Okay, so I think we caught you.
Instead of starting out doing that tonight, it seems like if a committee could, or whatever you want to call it, a working group could look at it and really spend some time on it, then bring it to the committee. The committee could then really work through it in a better way, I think.
Well, it's my fault that you did not have the agenda to know that that basically that's what we're doing. We're not going to discuss the mission of the task force at this time. We're going to set up a working group. Okay, and then the last one was liaison with PNB policy and contractual obligations with affiliate services. So, shall we start with mission of the task force and the scope of tasks? Are there people here that would like to work on that working group? We'll call these working groups, and they will, you know, they'll have, let's be positive, you'll have telephone conferences where you actually get to talk more. Is that an incentive to join a working group? Speak all at once. Are y'all on mute?
Because we're all on mute.
All right. Who wants to be on a group with Ursula? It could be two people if you want to, you know. But please, let's not make it just be Ursula.
I want to work on mission and scope. This is Dina.
Okay, Dina and Ursula, and I'll be
Chandra.
Chandra. Okay. All right.
Point of information or whatever, I don't say relax meeting. Can you send the email? I don't think it's too late to send it, I hope. So that some of us who didn't receive it can see what we...
Okay, I will forward it to...
Teresa, are you at a computer? You want me to do it?
I can send it right now to everyone but affiliate committee. Poink. I haven't corrected some of these emails in here, but Ray's in there, I hope. And it should be correct.
It's an O, yes.
So, I can do that. Okay. I will do. I'll do it right now. Okay, the second one was... Wait a minute. Messed up. PNB Affiliate Task Force.
Teresa, I have it here. I can send it right off if you want, so you don't have to deal with it.
Well, gone. It's done.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Second item was develop the proposed language for clarifying recent government committee regulation regarding reviewing affiliate contracts. Now, I didn't write this. I would think that would fit with what you talked about, Ursula, but correct me. I mean, if it's not. Let me ask. Does anyone want to work on this? Develop proposed language for clarifying recent governance committee regulation regarding reviewing affiliate contracts.
Was this something that came up at the PNB in a recent meeting?
Yeah, is this you?
Yeah.
Okay. What came up recently was that the coordinating committee, which is another committee of the Pacifica National Board, passed a policy which outlines that certain types of contractual agreements need to be brought before this group of the Pacifica National Board before staff can implement these contracts. And
all right, okay. Mm-hmm.
And this committee would be a committee to look at that and to fine tune that so that it doesn't become an obstacle to doing business. And there are several problems with this have already emerged, and the coordinating committee has, you know, voiced their willingness to have it fine-tuned and to even eventually assign the affiliates task force to being the decision-making body for this instead of the coordinating committee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is what, you know, what this would be about.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
So in a sense, it could end up being the review board for contracts as that apply to the affiliates program.
Right.
Ursula?
Yes.
Are you guys done? Since you're the one who knows that this is a problem, it seems like you have to be on it.
Yeah.
Right?
I intend to be on all of these committees, at least initially, if that's okay with everybody, because I see myself as the resource to, you know, provide the information for you.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You will, if we get off on a tangent and start talking about things that just are not realistic, then you can gently, diplomatically pull us back.
And this is Wendy still, and I'm just, I guess I want to ask, do you think there would be any value in me being on that committee? I mean, I already know why they passed that, you know, it's so that they can give oversight and that their executives aren't doing a lot of contracts that... that the board doesn't know about, but it's really what I don't think it's intended to stifle the affiliates in any way. Or I guess I'm just asking you, if you want me on that committee, I'll be on it. I don't know that I would have any better insight than anybody else.
I always enjoy working with you, Wendy.
Yeah.
I would be thrilled anything you wanted to work on with me. So
okay,
with this. So if you if you feel that you have something to say about that, that would be great.
This is Vajra. I'm interested in being on the integration working group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And which one is that? This is Ray.
You know what?
Weren't we doing one at a time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Wendy, I would really suggest that unless you want the governance committee regulation thing to be just an ad hoc and end its job very soon after you get a grip on this, that you might want to actually combine that with the liaison with PMB policy. That, I mean, that's a policy that affects affiliates, and I would suggest that you combine those two tasks.
If I may say something, this is Pete, if the task you're speaking of, Teresa, is what Ursula recently proposed on this call earlier, I think if I may speak to clarify that, because we spoke on this earlier, prior to the call, there are various pressures and obstacles that the affiliate program faces independent of this contractual issue that I think that it would help if the, or Ursula was saying it would help if the various members of this committee could address. Some of these pressures, for example, are programming, quality of service as they pertain to programming, how relevant, how good, etc. Operations and internet is another component that impacts our affiliate program, as well as finance, as well as maybe even administrative. So those are four, and there could be other components. Some of these are committees of this board themselves. So this would be like a committee that would be that would look at the impact of these various pressures.
No. Do this, Raymond.
Okay, somebody, I hear somebody doing dishes. If that's you, do pound one. Okay.
I don't know if that clarifies it or whatnot, but this contractual issue is a one-time issue. It's maybe short or near-term, but this other thing that Ursula was speaking to is a more long-term, as these programming, operational, financial obstacles are always there. And
okay.
I agree, Teresa, I agree with Pete, except in one way. I'm not sure it's a short-term thing, because the coordinating committee has expressed a willingness to possibly make the affiliates task force ultimately the body that will review contracts, and there are always more contracts to be reviewed.
Okay.
And it's a relatively time-consuming thing to understand these things and to decide in due time so that it actually doesn't interfere with business. And this body could end up really being the clearinghouse for contracts on an ongoing basis. And I think that's a relatively substantial thing to do, and I don't want that to interfere with the same group of people really looking at these other issues that Pete mentioned that I think are very pressing, actually.
All right, well, I'm going to go back. I'm sorry.
Good point.
Hey, okay. Kalan,
did you want to say something?
I've been trying to.
I'm
and then
sorry.
Ray after that, all right.
Okay, Kalonji and Ray.
Thank you. It seems to me that this information on the affiliate contracts and the regulation, the governance regulation, will be important for the other task force to have as well. So I think it's something we all should at least see, even though we may not be the ones working on it, because it's going to affect budget process, it's going to affect definition of affiliates. You know, it's going to affect the development of the part of the Pacifica Network.
I agree. Teresa, I'd like to say something after Ray does. I know Ray's.
All right, go. But what are you, so? What are you suggesting, Ray? What are you suggesting, Kalonji?
I'm suggesting that we all at least get a copy of what is currently being used for reviewing affiliated contracts or for clarifying, you know, what the Governor's Committee regulations say.
Ursula, do you think you can provide that? I'm not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, I wanted to wait till Ray was finished, but my attitude towards meetings is that the way you have meetings that are satisfying is that you do the work in between the meetings, and then you report the issues to the rest of the group, and then decisions are made. And so I am assuming that all of these work groups that we're forming are not going to make, you know, do everything independent of each other, but will bring back to the telephone conference to everybody their findings so that the issue can be discussed in an efficient way.
Okay.
So that's what I see this committee doing as well.
Del comité de afiliados.
Okay. Well, please keep Kalonji's request in mind. Ray,
does that answer your question?
Actually, my question, my point was slightly different. I can I go ahead?
Go ahead. Can Fernando hear us?
Yeah, I can hear Fernando.
Yes, I can hear you.
Fernando, we can hear you, so mute yourself, #1. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, just one second.
Yeah, I'm not trying to create more task force. However, I see four of them, I mean four work groups.
Agreed upon 4 years ago.
Three of them have to do with definition, and they don't have to do with practical work, really, except maybe for number two, I agree. So I think that I'd like to see a committee whose work would be to
talk at the same time.
Yes. Somebody has a radio on.
Yeah, it's really hard to hear.
I'm afraid maybe that what happened with Fernando is that he put
us on hold. And
he put you on hold rather than #1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There it goes.
All right, so please don't put us on hold. That's another learning experience. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes. That we would have something that essentially would, I guess, assist Ursula in the work, which is to help bring new members. Unless Ursula feels that this is something that would not be in the purview of this group. So not only would improve the service and clarify the work and whatever the stuff is involved here, which is very important, but also bring more members. And so I don't know if that can be integrated in any of the existing committees,
mm-hmm.
But I would assume that would be one of the important roles of this committee anyway.
Well, I would suggest that we add that to task number 3, 2.3 or whatever you want to call it, the definition of affiliates, new types of affiliates. That seems to be a short work charge, and so maybe that could be tied in with the idea of forming some kind of marketing to attract more affiliates.
Okay. Because as maybe some of the people on the call are not aware of the different kinds of affiliates. We have
mm-hmm.
people that affiliate just because they want access to the audio port. We have people that affiliate because they're low power FMs. We have large stations that affiliate. We have internet stations that affiliate. So there's so many different configurations. It's kind of like going into outer space and dealing with a lot of different aliens. I mean, they're all different shapes and sizes, and some breathe air, and some breathe, you know, whatever, you know? So it's kind of an interesting intergalactic experience here.
So
I
Teresa,
think you're right.
Yeah, Teresa,
you're
wouldn't
right.
that make sense, though, that
yes.
the people working on that task force, they're going to get to know those different aliens the best
mm-hmm.
and could probably come up with some suggestions for marketing?
And that's kind of like development and marketing.
Yeah, so that would take Ray's idea and put
okay.
that in there.
Actually, if I may, Ursula would have to say really whether she feels it's something that requires much more knowledge and much more experience with the field. We have one new member here, and he's from the South. I think that's as a labor organizer, I'm very much aware of how difficult it is to being organized labor. The very concept that workers have the right to organize and advocate on their own behalf is something that's, it can be dangerous. So I'd love to see somebody in that position work with Ursula to bring molestation from that area, for example.
Right.
So I don't know if the term is marketing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we'll do marketing, development slash marketing.
Outreach.
Outreach, yeah.
Slash outreach. Okay, let me go back. I've kind of gotten off the numbers, but number one was the task force mission, and that's Dina, Ursula, Teresa, Chandra. Number two was governance committee regulation, Wendy, Ursula, and Teresa.
How come?
Oh, hi, Hakim. How you doing?
Okay. How are you doing?
Fine.
Sorry.
We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
It's H-A-K-A-M.
Yeah.
T-A-K-A-S-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Hakim Takash. Okay.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Teresa Allen. You're on the phone with 17 other people.
Wow.
And we are dividing up the work of the Affiliates Task Force.
Oh.
So, we have the task force mission. We have the governance committee regulation. Is there anyone else that would like to work on that? I think it's okay that with three. I think that might work out okay for now. If we need to recruit more, we can. Let's go with Pacifica. Develop the part of PacificaNetwork.org that pertains to the PNB. Pete, what would you expect these people to do? And do you need technically skilled people on this? On this subgroup, this working group?
Actually, Ursula could probably speak to the first part of the question better and even maybe answer the second part as well. I don't think you need to be very technical, but I find that I have to do cleaning up regardless of what is put into the system afterwards. But basically, the system is such so that volunteers and if you can use a web form, like a web-based email, you can work on this. In a nutshell.
How much time, is this actually, do you need actually a subgroup, or is this a group of people to do like a work party, or to do every week just like update things, or is this a group that's discussing policy?
This is a group I envision of just would probably self-define how much work they wanted to do. That part of the new website is called About Pacifica, and I'm assuming that the governance side of Pacifica would like to have some sort of representation on the website. And I didn't try to get too much into, you know, people's heads about that. I'm just assuming that there's some interest there. For starters, we should have information on the website about how to contact people who was on the affiliates committee and do some thinking about what other information should be available so that when affiliates or the public come to this website and want to know, you know, how this is being governed, what kind of information we can provide. We can take it farther than that if we want. It's up to the people on the committee. If people on the committee really are interested in working on the website as well, there's tons of other work that needs to be done. We never have enough volunteers. For instance, we haven't every affiliate station has a page on the website, and a lot of them still need to be contacted and kind of pushed to provide photographs and logos. But that's, you know, not necessarily really a board.
Yeah, if I may, those are things that Ursula has volunteers lined up to do as well. But in terms of the board in this section, there are things that could be identified, fleshed out a little better for prospective client affiliates to maybe look around. They may say, what is my affiliation have to do with governance? Am I obligated in any way? What do I as a client have to do with governance? Typical kind of questions like that. Maybe Ursula can help with those kind of related frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, another area is that, say, perhaps we want to have at least the decisions made by this task force posted on the website so that affiliates can begin to see, you know, what is actually being done by this part of Pacifica. So far, most affiliates are relatively detached from the affiliate board members and the decisions of the board, and it would be good to develop a way for this information to become available. The affiliate board members could work out ways to provide information to the affiliates on this part of the website.